Finally this hour, a documentary that's been winning awards at festivals and soon opens in theaters across the country. It's called First Position, and it's about ballet. The film follows seven young dancers as they prepare for the Youth America Grand Prix, a high-stakes international ballet competition. Here's NPR's Elizabeth Blair.
The first person we meet in First Position is a very mature 11-year-old named Aaron Bell. His father's in the military. He likes to skateboard and jump on his pogo stick.
I began dancing when I was 4 years old.
When little Aaron Bell hits the stage, he turns and leaps with the poise and fire of a professional.
I love ballet so much. I don't know, I just love it so much that it's hard to explain.
The personal stories of the dancers in First Position are very different. There's a 16-year-old who moves to New York by himself from his native Colombia in search of opportunities. There's a 14-year-old named Michaela DePrince, who was adopted from Sierra Leone when she was a toddler.
My parents were shot by the rebels, and so my uncle brought me to the orphanage, and I lived there.
Michaela DePrince's journey from an orphanage in Sierra Leone to a family in New Jersey is extraordinary, and so is her dancing. Her legs seem to extend forever. Michaela's mom, Elaine DePrince, makes most of her daughter's costumes.
These little undergarments they wear under their tutus, they don't come in dark brown. I dye all these things for a brown girl because they're all what we call flesh color, well, white flesh color.
First Position was made by former dancer and first-time filmmaker Bess Cargman.
I wanted to choose kids whose personal stories defied stereotypes, such as not all ballet dancers are white, not all ballet dancers are rich, not all skinny ballerinas are anorexic, and not all stage parents are psycho.
But finding those families was a challenge. There are some 5,000 young people, ages 9 to 19, who try to make it to the Youth America Grand Prix, and they're spread out around the globe. The Youth America Grand Prix has been approached by filmmakers before, but Cargman was the first to convince them to let her tell their story.
I told the competition, here are all the types of people I'm looking for. Go through your registrants and whittle down from 5,000 a couple hundred, and then I'll make calls. And I'll call these people, I'll email these people, I'll show up at their houses.
Cargman went all over the place, from Palo Alto, California, to Cali, Colombia. She says it took her and a small crew a year of filming and then another year of editing. She submitted First Position to the Toronto International Film Festival. Elizabeth Muscala, one of the directors, was not surprised to learn that Cargman had been a dancer herself.
She took such great care of the subject matter, and the dancers trusted her. And I think you see the love of dance.
And the pain of dance.
People always think that football players and lacrosse players, soccer players are the people getting injured, but I mean, ballet dancers get injured every day and still have to work through it.
Cargman gives us a whole section on the dancers' battered feet and their unnaturally stretched limbs.
Oh, my back.
We meet their teachers, like Viktor Kabanayev, a devoted, exacting Russian.
You in ballet costume, young man. Can you pull up and take your stomach in? Squeeze your breakfast.
I mean, you can't cast these people.
Filmmaker Bess Cargman.
They just exist in real life, and as a filmmaker, you feel very lucky when they come into yours.
But luck can only get you so far. For this first-time filmmaker and these young dancers, perseverance and hard work pay off in this new documentary. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.